All right, fantasy fans, it's week 14, which means we're either gearing up for the playoffs or, well, let's just say strategizing for next year. But no matter what, we're diving into some key injuries today to set you up for success.
Yeah. Week 14, always a tough one with all the injuries piling up this late in the season.
Exactly. And that's why you're here, to help us make sense of it all. I mean, you're like a walking injury report decoder ring.
Well, I try to keep on top of it all.
Okay, good, because we're going to need it.
Yeah.
So this NBC Sports article we're looking at today, they break down a bunch of these injuries, and man, Tampa Bay, they're just getting hammered. Mike Evans and Andy Bucky Irving are both questionable. It's like a fantasy manager's worst nightmare, especially with Evans battling 2-0 hamstring strains in the same leg since October. Two.
Yeah, that's never good. Hamstring strains are notoriously tricky. They're really easy to re-injure.
Well, yeah, no kidding, but like, how easy? Give me some numbers. What are we talking about here?
Well, there's this research from Dr. Edwin Porras that shows a 30% weekly re-injury rate for hamstring strains, which basically means if you start Evans this week, there's almost a 1 in 3 chance he could re-injure himself during the game.
Oof, 30%. That's way higher than I thought.
Yeah.
So even though the Bucs are favored by like 6.5 points against the Raiders, does that even matter if their key players are either playing hurt or sitting out?
Right. That's the big question, right? Are they just confident enough in their backups to rest these guys up? Or do they think they can risk playing them at less than 100%? Tough call, man. Tough call.
All right. So for us fantasy managers out there, what are we doing? What's the plan if Evans is out? I've got my eye on Kate Otten at tight end.
Yeah, and you should. The Raiders have given up the fourth most expected points added to tight ends. Fourth most. So yeah, Otten's a good bet.
Okay, good to know. And if Irving can't go, is Sean Tucker worth burning a high waiver priority on?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, the Raiders are their sixth worst in EPA allowed to running backs. But Tucker, he's efficient, yeah, but doesn't break a lot of tackles. Rachaad White, he might be the safer bet in PPR leagues because he catches more passes. It's a tough call. Depends what you need.
Okay, yeah. A lot to think about with Tampa Bay. Let's move on to Seattle, where Kenneth Walker III had fantasy managers everywhere holding their breath after that hit from DJ Reed. Ankle and a calf strain. Sounds painful.
Yeah, calf strains, you always got to worry about those because they can easily involve the Achilles tendon if they get worse. Smart move for Seattle to be cautious, especially if they want to make a playoff run.
Makes sense. Don't want to risk further injury by rushing him back, especially with a solid backup like Zach Charbonnet ready to go.
Right. And it's not like Charbonnet is just sitting on the bench either. He's already seeing significant snaps, especially in those 2-minute drills on crucial downs. You know, he's out there and surprisingly available in a lot of leagues.
And this week they're going up against Arizona, and their run defense is kind of middle of the road, but they miss a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
So good news for Charbonnet if Walker sits right.
Yeah, missed tackles mean extra yards, and Charbonnet is already pretty good at making defenders miss. So, yeah, this could be a good week for him.
Right, another tough injury situation for us to unpack. The Saints. Taysom Hill, torn ACL, out for the season, second on the team in total touches. Big loss, both for the Saints and his fantasy managers. What's this going to do to their offense?
Huge loss, yeah. Definitely. And it comes at a time when their receivers are already hurting. You know, Michael Thomas is on IR. Chris Olave is dealing with a hamstring. Rashid Shaheed is still coming back from that groin injury. Big opportunity for somebody to step up for Andy Dalton.
So is this Kenandre Miller's time to shine? He had a rough start, knee and hamstring issues,
yeah,
and that whole weird benching situation with the previous coach. But now, new coach, wide open backfield. Yeah. Could be his moment.
Could be, yeah. And they're playing the Giants this week, who just lost their best run defender, Dexter Lawrence, and they've been terrible at tackling all season. And you want to hear something interesting. Among Saints running backs, Miller is the best at forcing missed tackles.
Wow. Okay, so he's under the radar, but he's got the potential. This matchup is looking good. Worth a speculative ad, even in those shallower leagues, you think?
Absolutely, especially if you need a running back with high upside. This could be your guy.
All right, we got to head to Chicago now. They're dealing with a full-blown injury crisis. DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Andy Rashawn Johnson are all banged up. What is going on over there?
It's rough, man. It's like the injury bug went on vacation in Chicago. But hey, you know what they say. One man's injury is another man's opportunity. Keep an eye on Romo Odunze, rookie, tons of potential. If Moore's out, he could be a real problem for defenses.
Okay, Odunze, got it. But what about the running back situation? If Swift and Johnson are both out, who steps up?
That's going to be Travis Homer. Not the most exciting name, I know, but he's a reliable pass catcher. Could be valuable in PPR, especially against the 49ers. They've been giving up a lot of receptions to running backs.
Hold on, the 49ers, don't they have like the best defense in the league?
Well, they have a reputation, that's for sure. But their defense has actually been kind of shaky lately. They're outside the top 20 in EPA allowed for both passing and D rushing. And they lead the league in missed tackles against the run. Who would have thought, right?
Wow, that's wild. So maybe this Bears offense, even with all these injuries, they still have a chance.
Definitely possible. And don't forget about Cole Kmet at tight end. Already a solid streaming option, and if those other guys are out, he'll be seeing even more targets.
Okay, so we got Odunze, Homer, and Kmet all on our watch list. What I love about these injuries is that they just like totally change the fantasy landscape. Every week, it's something new.
That's what keeps it interesting, right? You got to be on your toes, always thinking ahead. One injury can turn a whole team upside down.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here in part one, but we're not done yet. Stay tuned for part two. We're going to unpack even more injury situations and help you dominate those fantasy playoffs. We'll be right back. Welcome back, fantasy football fanatics. We're diving right back into these week 14 injuries.
Back to the grind, right? You know, we spent a lot of time talking about Tampa Bay, but we kind of glossed over Chris Godwin. With all the focus on Mike Evans and his hamstrings, is Godwin a sneaky play this week?
Oh, absolutely. Godwin is a prime example of a guy who could, really benefit from these other injuries. If Evans and Irving are both out, he's the clear number one target for Brady and the Raiders. Not exactly known for shutting down receivers.
Right, so he could be a real steal this week if things fall into place. It's kind of crazy how these injuries have this ripple effect across the whole league, right? One guy goes down and suddenly someone else becomes a must start. Yeah, it's all about opportunity, you know. When a key player goes down, somebody else has to step up, and that's where you, the savvy fantasy manager, you can really take advantage. Speaking of opportunity, there's a guy who's been flying under the radar, but he could be ready to break out. Elijah Moore with the Browns. He's coming off a 100-yard game against the Bengals, and now he's facing the Texans. Their defense, well, let's just say it's not their strong suit.
The Texans are basically giving up points to receivers like it's their job. I drafted Moore thinking he could be a steal, but it's taken a while for him to find his groove in Cleveland. I think this is the week he finally puts it all together.
It's definitely possible. The Browns seem to be figuring out how to use him, and Watson's starting to trust him more. Plus, that matchup against the Texans, couldn't ask for anything better for a receiver.
Okay, so Elijah Moore, he's on my radar now. We've talked a lot about receivers and running backs. What about tight ends? Any other intriguing options besides Kate Otten?
I really like Juwan Johnson with the Lions this week. He's quietly having a solid season, and Goff loves looking for him in the red zone. He scored a touchdown in three of his last four games.
Mr. Reliable for the Lions.
And he's got a good matchup against the Vikings, right?
Exactly. The Vikings have been, well, let's just say they haven't been great at defending tight ends, especially in the red zone.
So if you're looking for a tight end with some touchdown upside, Juwan Johnson is your guy. He's still out there in a lot of leagues, so go get him. You know, sometimes I get so caught up in the week-to-week stuff that I forget to think about the bigger picture. These injuries, they don't just affect this season, right? They can have long-term consequences.
Totally. Think about Taysom Hill, for example. Torn ACL, done for the season. It's a huge blow to the Saints this year, but it also makes you wonder about their long-term plans at quarterback.
You're right. He was supposed to be the next Drew Brees, but now what? And then there are injuries like Mike Evans's hamstring issues. Those could linger into next season, you know? Could affect his draft value next year. Yeah, it's a good reminder that injuries are a part of the game. They can change everything.
Well said. All right, we've covered a lot of ground, but we're not done yet. In our final segment, we're going to zoom out a bit and look at the league as a whole. Which injuries are really shaking things up? Who's stepping up? Who's falling apart? Get ready, because this is where it gets interesting. We're back, and it's time for the final stretch of our deep dive into this week's injury mayhem.
Yeah, we've uncovered some sneaky waiver wire targets so far, but now it's time to really separate the wheat from the chaff, the contenders from the
All right,
pretenders.
out of all these injury situations, which one's got you like the most intrigued fantasy-wise, I mean?
You know, that situation in Chicago, it's really fascinating. DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Roshan Johnson, all potentially out. That Bears offense could look totally different this week.
Yeah, it's like a whole new depth chart. And they're going up against the 49ers,
yeah,
of all teams.
Right, but that's what makes it so interesting. Remember how we were talking about those cracks in the 49ers defense? This could be a chance for those Chicago backups to really step up and show what they can do.
Rome Odunze, he's a name we keep coming back to. He's got the size, the talent, could be a real headache for defenses. What do you think? Breakout game potential.
Oh, absolutely. He's a big target, excels at contested catches, and if the 49ers keep struggling with tackling, he could have a huge day.
And then there's Travis Homer. Not the most exciting name, but hey, if Swift and Johnson are both out, he could be a solid PPR play.
Especially against the 49ers, yeah, they've been vulnerable to pass catching backs all season.
And of course, you got to mention Cole Kmet, already a solid tight end. But if those other guys are out, he's going to be seeing even more targets.
Oh, for sure. Great streaming option. And against the 49ers, who haven't exactly shut down tight ends this year, his ceiling is it's really high.
So Odunze, Homer, Kmet, all worth considering for your lineups this week. Any other under-the-radar guys we should keep an eye on?
Well, the Saints backfield is still a bit of a mystery. Taysom Hill's out for the season. Condre Miller, he has the potential to be a workhorse back, but we haven't seen enough to know for sure.
Yeah, this week against the Giants will be a real test. If he can handle a big workload and take advantage of their generous tackling, he could be a league winner.
No doubt. Definitely worth a speculative ad in most leagues.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you all with this thought. Injuries are a part of the game. They're frustrating, but they also create opportunities. Opportunities for players to step up, for coaches to, get creative, and for you, the fantasy manager, to make those savvy moves that can win you a championship.
It's all about adapting and staying ahead of the game.
Do your research, trust your gut, and don't be afraid to take some risks. That waiver wire pickup you make this week could be the difference maker.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Week 14. Good luck in those playoffs.
We'll be back next week with more insights and analysis. Until then, happy hunting.